Hey everyone, Noelaine here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Building self-discipline through technology. I know, it sounds kinda oxymoronic, right? Like trying to tame a wild beast with a smartphone leash. But trust me, it's totally doable. In fact, it might be the ultimate superpower in this digital age. Ever feel like your phone is pulling the strings, dictating your day from morning scrolling to late night gym scrolling? You know that feeling when you meant to work on a project for an hour but somehow 3 hours have vanished into the abyss of cat videos and endless Instagram feeds? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Technology isn't inherently evil. It's a tool, just like a hammer. It can build or destroy, depending on who's wielding it. And today, we're gonna learn how to wield that tech like the ultimate self-discipline ninja. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another podcast preaching mindfulness, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a monk living off the grid, although, props to those folks. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life instead of hijacking it. Think of it like this. Your phone is like a car, powerful and capable of taking you places, but only if you're behind the wheel. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build self-discipline through technology. 1. Awareness is key. You can't control what you don't track. Start by paying attention to your tech habits. Use built-in screen time trackers or dedicated apps to see how much time you spend on different apps and websites. Don't judge, just observe. Once you know where your time is going, you can start making conscious choices. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Remember those phone settings I mentioned? Those aren't just for show. Use them to create boundaries. Schedule tech-free hours, especially during work or sleep time. You could even set app limits so you don't get sucked into the endless scroll vortex. Think of it as training your digital muscles. A little discipline now goes a long way. 3. Turn off notifications. Yes, all of them. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked. They hijack your attention and pull you away from what truly matters. Turn off notifications for everything except the essentials. Trust me, the world won't end if you don't know every tweet and Instagram story the second it happens. 4. Curate your digital space. Just like you wouldn't keep clutter in your physical space, avoid digital clutter too. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Make room for inspiring content, educational resources, or even just plain old fun. Remember, your digital environment should support your goals and values. 5. Find tech-free alternatives. Get back to basics. Read a book, yes, the kind with pages. Have a real conversation with a friend, go for a walk in nature. Rediscover the joy of offline activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You'll be surprised how refreshing it is to unplug and reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Alright, let me tell you a quick story that might resonate with some of you. Remember that feeling when you're supposed to be studying for a big exam, but your phone keeps whispering seductive promises of online games and cat videos? Well, this happened to my friend Sarah last week. She was drowning in exam stress, and her phone felt like its own tiny monster, constantly urging her to escape into its digital haven. But then she remembered our podcast episode on building self-discipline through technology. She put her phone on Do Not Disturb mode, set a timer for study sessions, and even downloaded a productivity app that blocked distracting websites. Guess what? Sarah not only survived the exam, but actually crushed it. She realized that by taking control of her tech, she could reclaim her time and focus, achieving something truly awesome. So remember, folks, technology doesn't have to be your enemy. By being mindful, setting boundaries, and making conscious choices, you can harness its power to build self-discipline, achieve your goals, and live a more fulfilling life. Think about it, what small step can you take today to reclaim control over your tech? Maybe it's turning off those unnecessary notifications, or scheduling a digital detox hour each day. Whatever it is, just start somewhere. The most important thing is to remember that you're in the driver's seat. Don't let your phone be the boss of you, be the boss of your own digital destiny. Until next time, keep those phones tamed and those minds sharp. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little tech discipline inspiration. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.